and two old cats, they called on out to me.
This is Carrie Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KBR 680 104.5, the sports leader.
All right. Pleasure to have Carrie Crowley with us, of course, from the Bay Area News Group. And we've got our song going as well. And does a great job at San Jose Mercury News. And Carrie, did you were fabulous over the winter on KBR.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate that. You've given me the opportunity to come on the radio, and
really good.
I appreciate KBR letting me host some shows.
Yeah, really good. Just to bring everyone up to date on the weather, Raph says we are clear now. Just had a big rainstorm. I think it distorted our signal from coming back from the city to us. I couldn't hear Bruce all the time. But the Dodgers are back out there working out. And, Kerry, your prediction is you think the field is a mess, and I say they're going to play without a doubt.
They are going to play. Yeah. You know, there's no good reason to force a game on February 22nd, Marty, but the Giants and Dodgers appear intent on doing so. The field is absolutely a mess. There's puddles all over the place. The grounds crew is going to have to be working double time just to make sure that Derek Rodriguez can throw 25 pitches today.
And when I look at it, I see a baseball field.
You see an empty mosaic with no tiles
in
it.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
See, you see reality. I see the beauty of baseball.
I guess I'm just a glass half-empty guy, Marty.
I'm a boomer. What can I tell you? All right. This has been fun, though,
yeah,
the first couple of weeks. It's different. You know, tell us your thoughts about what's going on.
You know, you hear the buzzwords that Gabe Kapler uses, energy, competition, unity. But the energy really is different in camp this year. You can sense it. Players seem more willing to, I guess, experiment with the new drills and more willing to learn some of the new techniques being taught by the 13 new coaches, or, well, 12 new coaches, Ron Wotus returning from the last staff. But it has been very interesting to see them kind of evolve, because we knew when Farhan came in last year that these changes were all taking place at the minor league level. But that was behind the scenes. We couldn't see any of that. In big league camp this year, it's starting to unfold before our eyes, and we're seeing what modern baseball looks like for the first time in the Giants organization.
How do you think the Giants are responding to it, and what do you see players, young, look, the guys who've been here before, we know the veterans,
mm-hmm,
then we take the Suarez's of the world and the Duggars of the world, then we take people who are the non-roster invitees. Let's break that down a little bit.
So I think the veterans have set a really good tone around camp. I think that Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford, talking to them at Media Day, they said, well, we really couldn't get much worse than the last three seasons, so why not try something new? Why not experiment? Why not get with the program and figure out, can we learn something from Gabe Kapler and his staff? And I think that that set a nice tone. But the younger players have all come up in a baseball world where information is so important to them. Analytics are commonplace for them. And so they're accustomed to trying these new things. They're accustomed to going to the hitting labs in Southern California in the off season, or the pitching labs up at Driveline in Seattle. They know what kind of the non-traditional coaches can do for them. And so I think that we've seen them really buy in early on. And I'm really excited to watch the games, because I think that not necessarily during the first week or two, but by week three or four here in the Cactus League, we're going to learn a lot about what the 2020 Giants are going to be all about.
I agree. No, I agree with that. It's a good analysis of it. It's brightening up here for the first time since I've been here. It's at 7:30 this morning. Finally getting a little brightness here at Scottsdale Stadium. The Dodgers back out on the field warming up. And I even see a couple of Giants down near the right field opening there where the batting cage is. So people are starting to think about baseball here. Talk a little bit about the pitching staff of what you see. Samardzija, Cueto, and just and Duane said it, pitchers have come in, they're throwing rockets already.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The place that I want to start with the pitchers is the new director of pitching, Brian Bannister. He has been described to me by multiple people as the smartest person in the room in every room he walks into, and that includes rooms that have Farhan and Scott in them. Brian Bannister, new director of pitching, was a really coveted acquisition for this coaching staff in the offseason, and he's come in from the Red Sox organization and come up with minor tweaks, one or two things that each pitcher can work on. And so in the case of a guy like Logan Logan Webb. It's not just throwing the four-seam fastball, but it's fooling hitters with a cutter off of that and a two-seamer that works back in on the hands of right-handers with Tyler Beatty. His fastball got batted around last year. His curveball was really good. So what are the Giants going to do? They're going to have him throw his curveball more. They're going to have him try and land it in the strike zone more often and not rely so much on his fastball. And that's a lesson they learned from Steven Strasburg, the World Series MVP. His fastball velocity decreased a little bit, and so he didn't use it as much last year. And I think that these little tweaks are going to show up in the games, and we'll see. Will they work for every player? Not necessarily, but I do think there are some players on the margins of this roster who can dramatically improve with the new tweaks coming from the new coaching staff.
Anyone catch your attention on the offensive side so far?
Yeah,
we got a ton of outfielders, a bunch of infielders running around.
I think the obvious one to me is Jalen Davis. Yeah. We both love watching his batting practice. As you so eloquently described, there's a second life to the ball when Davis hits it. So just when you think that his ball is going to start sinking onto the outfield grass or hit the berm in left field, it gets another 10 to 15 feet of carry on it. And, you know, he's bought into the analytics. He's using a bat sensor to look at his bat plane through the strike zone. He's looking at video after practice. And the Giants, believe me, have videos from every angle. They've got tripods. They've got handy cams. They've got iPads out here. They have, it's like the Astros in 2017, Marty, except there's no trash cans in the dugout. But they are watching absolutely everything, trying to pick up the slightest changes that a hitter's taking place at the plate during the swing. And it's really interesting to unfold. But the reason I like Davis is because the power is so strong that Oracle Park wouldn't faze a guy like him. He's someone who can hit it out of there if he gets a hold of one.
And a right-handed hitter.
Exactly.
Which they need.
Yeah.
Kerry Crowley with us, of course. We love having Kerry here. He'll be with us quite often on the weekends. We can't wait to have you on.
The best part of the weekend for me. The best part of the baseball week, talking baseball on the radio
very
with
good.
Marty.
Looking at some of the players, and I think of Longoria, I think of Crawford. You know, guys who – Longoria had an okay season. Crawford did not have a very good season, and the analytics say slowed down a little bit. I get the feeling that if both get off to slow starts – that Gabe Kapler and this new way of looking at things will not hesitate to pull him.
I completely agree with you. And I think that Longoria has a little bit more of a leash, per se, just because the Giants don't really have a backup third baseman. I don't know that they'd be comfortable putting Wilmer Flores over there. Pablo Sandoval is probably not going to be ready by opening day, even though that left-handed swing does look really good. It looks like vintage Pablo during batting practice. But Crawford, you're right. There are a number of other players on this roster who can play shortstop, including Mauricio Dubon. We know that he is the guy that Farhan went out and acquired at the trade deadline last year. So the Giants are interested in giving him an extended audition. And I think that that will be a focus for this staff, is getting these young guys who haven't had more than 300, 400 plate appearances in their major league career. They want to get them the full season, whether it's a platoon role, whether it's a regular starting role. They just want to see them against live major league pitching.
Yeah, I see this year as a sifting out process. Mm-hmm. That's what I see. Whether they went 70, 79, 82, 67, I don't care what it is. It's the new way of doing baseball as a San Francisco Giant.
Exactly. And so many people have asked, will we see the changes that have been brought in by the new coaching staff, the changes by Farhan and Gabe Kapler, lead to more wins? I can't say. I don't know that they will in the year 2020, but I think that if the Giants feel there's some semblance of progress on the field this season, that they'll feel a whole lot stronger moving forward to 2021 and 2022 with the changes that have taken place this year, even if they only win 70 or 75 games in 2020.
Yeah, no, I see it. They want to get – it's a year of learning for the coaching staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot to look forward to. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marty.
For everything you do.
I will not say, okay, Boomer. I will not end the interview by saying that.
You may say it to the next guy who's coming in, the great Hank Schulman.
Henry knows it's coming. He knows it's coming.
All right. Kerry Crowley. Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up right after this.